Welcome to Nelda Live. Join your host, Nelda Sue Yore, as she talks to the artists, dreamers, storytellers, and pioneers to learn about their inspiration and the tools and techniques they use to make a difference. You too might be inspired, because as Nelda likes to say, sometimes all it takes is a spark. Here's Nelda.
Welcome to Nelda Live. In this episode, it is my pleasure to take you into the creative mind of twice Grammy-nominated musician, Steve Roach.
I'm really a sound artist more than a musician. Where I have to live and where I'm nourished at such a deep level is this land of extremes with infinite views and the kind of inspiration that just naturally at every moment is flooding me. And I get out and engage in it and merge with it at a level where it becomes visceral and translates directly to the dynamics in my music in terms of the kind of intensity of the land and the beauty and the quiet and the stillness. It's a beautiful rhythm of life. It just felt like it was something I was naturally born with to do. It just opened amazing doors that it's been nonstop for all those years, all the way till last night at almost 2 a.m.
That's amazing. Your music is considered ambient music.
I'll often refer to it as what you might hear in films or soundtrack music, something that you immerse yourself in or that you can have playing in as a supportive environment.
It's both energetic and calming, and I mean all these different moods I can think of that I've experienced while listening to your music.
That's perfect, beautiful. Ultimately, I'm creating to externalize these spaces that I want to expand and immerse in for longer periods of time. Early on, I was hearing the instrumental music from, say, Pink Floyd or some of these bands from the 70s and into the 80s, and there would be instrumental passages that would start to open up these epiphanies and these sensations that, when they were never long enough, they would be an opening to something on a Yes album. It might be, you know, a minute and a half or something. And I said, I really want to take this and make it 30, 40, 50, 60 minutes long, or have it loop and play all day long. It's very intentional music to shift and alter and expand your perception or enhance your perception. So I'm very mindful of all those physical reactions and responses that I have with the music. So my body becomes a tuning instrument when I'm creating these different spaces.
What do you see as both the power of music and maybe the healing qualities that are there in music?
It's very much deliberately designed to support your everyday space in a way that can be calming, or it can help focus, or it can help expand your creative mindset. I feel like it's almost like I'm writing a prescription.
So how did you move into the tribal rhythmic? I mean, did you have some experiences?
There's this device called a sequencer, and it's basically this electronic tool that lets you create rhythmic patterns that can repeat from now till the end of time. So I could create these rhythmic patterns electronically that would start to open up states of awareness in your consciousness that were very trance-inducing, but also very expanding in a peak experience kind of way. And so I started feeling this natural segue between the electronic world and a lot of the shamanic, rhythmic, indigenous rhythmic music from around the world. That was a natural segue for me to start incorporating more of those elements with clay water pots from Mexico. And I was starting to collaborate with some artists from around the world. I met up with David Hudson, a very well-known Aboriginal didgeridoo player in Australia from my travels there. I started to infuse that, those acoustic sounds, interweave that with the electronics. So there's an organic aspect that was so powerful, and especially in the albums that was first realized, Origins and Artifacts and Suspended Memories, Forgotten Gods and Earth Island. These albums really have this piece where you're bringing air and you're bringing atmosphere into the world of synthesizers and electronic. So many different types of music has the ability to connect to the deeper part of yourself, the expansive part of yourself, and the place of self-care and creating sanctuary with sound. You're hopefully documenting a peak experience. When I release an album, it's really about taking the essence of a certain moment in time, distilling that, and having the ability to discern where the real energy and power is in that, and then giving it back to the world. If I didn't do that, the circle would not be complete. And so I've been completing that circle for many years on a lot of albums now. Each album is it's like a different kind of process, a rite of passage that takes me and my and the audience that's expanding with me to that next place. So that energy that comes from sharing the art at that level and then doing concerts and having that collective, like we're in a collective dream together in a concert, is where there's something really powerful about that. When I present my music live, it's so hyper-real and so vivid and so ecstatic and dramatic and internal. All of those emotions are being brought up.
I love your music. I recently came to understand that you have received a second Grammy nomination.
The first one was something that came out of the sky, kind of like this wind blowing it in dramatically. It was just shocking and validating and just deeply resonant. And then to have it happen a second year was really like lightning hitting twice, at least at this level for the a nomination alone to me is like a win itself.
In many ways, some of your music forms are very old, mm-hmm. and some ways are very new because of technology. You were speaking to me earlier about a particular person who was influential to you.
Robert Moog created this synthesizer that was one of those paradigm shift moments where all this stuff evolved because of the right time, the right place, the choices they made when they made the instrument, and then their whole campaign when they brought it into the public and how they brought it into music stores. Without his influence and impact, we wouldn't be talking right now. I'm still using versions of his big walls of knobs and patch cords and all this stuff. Well, that's all come back into vogue right now because it's a hands-on experience. It's not digital at all. It's pure analog. So you're building up these sounds molecule by molecule, in a sense, or part by part. So there's this whole beautiful learning experience and relearning and re-remembering and new discovery that happens when you just build sounds with what we call the modular synthesizer. And so it's more than just music. It's the philosophy of how you approach it every day, how you devote yourself to being vulnerable and being spontaneous and being courageous to create and to put it out there. For me, sound and my relationship to sound as a language of the soul is like breathing. I can't wait to share that with you and with everyone.